Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dan Frierson, who's chairman of the Dixie Group. Dan, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing fine.
Good to be with you. I know I've caught you out in California, Santa Ana, at the Fabrica location. I think you may call this something else now, but I know it used to be called the Fabrica location. Tell me what they do out there.
Well, this is the old chroma dye house, which was the Fabrica operation, and we now call it the Susan Street plant. That's where it's located in Santa Ana. Basically, this plant manufactures for us on the West Coast. They make product for Fabrica, Maslin, and some Dixie Home. This plant has always had the saying of quality without compromise, and they live up to it. Nothing leaves that plant that isn't perfect and beautiful. This is also our wool center. We have a three-shift operation in California, which is somewhat unusual. We run a lot of wool products. We have also developed our piece dye wool out here, which is unique in the marketplace, I believe. And we will dye any order over 30 yards, any color a customer wants. Obviously, the designers love that.
Yeah. So prior to your recent acquisition of Robotex, this is where you made all your wool products then?
Most all.
Yeah.
We also bought a rug operation in the latter part of last year. We've moved that out here, and this is a machine-made rug like a hand-tufted rug, all wool. And when you walk in and see all the rugs being manufactured, it's like walking into an art museum. And every time you walk in, they're changing the display. Fun place to visit.
You know, you are taking off in this wool business, and I guess giving Godfrey Hirst a little run for, I'm sure they're probably still the lead, but I'd say you're probably right in there close as far as being a major player in the wool business now.
We think we are a major player in the wool business. We certainly hope to be the leader in the wool business, ultimately.
Yeah.
We play in a little different part of the wool business, mostly, than does Godfrey Hirst. They tend to be a little more in the mid-market area. We tend to be in the high end of the wool business.
Yeah, and I think that's where the business is right now, which we'll get into in just a second. Let's talk about your second quarter results. They were good for those people that track this. I think it's interesting to point out that in March of 2009, DXYN traded for 95 cents, and as of this week it's at 10.50, so that's a pretty nice little increase in value in the stock market. Good job.
Well, it tells me some other people like what we're doing also.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. All right, let's talk just to some details about that. You did report that, I guess you had sales of $84 million for the quarter, $159 million for the first 6 months, which is an increase of 25.6% for the quarter and 22.9% for the first 6 months. And your gross margins were good at 26.7% for the quarter, 25.6% for 6 months. So things are really looking good. And, you know, if you compare your performance to the industry's data, it's roughly 10%. So that means you got to be taking share.
Well, it would certainly indicate that, although I will say the upper end of the market's growing faster than the market generally.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, if we're growing at a rate in excess of the industry over a period of time, you are taking market share. I go back to the 2008-09 fall off, and the industry fell off from its peak about 40%, and we did as well.
Right.
Since that time, the industry's back up about 10%,
mm-hmm.
and we're up in the high 40% range. So we feel like we're doing a lot of things that we ought to be doing, and that is investing in the business, whether it's people, products, or actual equipment. We have invested in all areas. That's tended to hold our profitability down.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, Kemp, we thought it was a 3-year plan, and it's turned out to be a 5-year plan because it's taken that long for the business to come back. But there's no doubt in my mind that looking at industry data, that the residential business is improving. We do have a rising tide, and mm-hmm. certainly that's going to be positive for all. What we've seen this year was first quarter, both talking about residentially and commercially together,
mm-hmm.
was up about 20%.
Yeah.
Our second quarter was up about 26%.
Mm-hmm.
And so far in the third quarter, our orders and sales are running at a rate in excess of 30% over last year's level. So I think that is indicative of the fact that business is improving.
So it's curving up. This is not a straight line growth. It's curving up even more. That's good to hear.
We're excited about the future and believe that the investments we've made. Now, we also have a lot of costs that we're carrying into this year. The acquisition of that rug operation and the move out here to California, the acquisition of Color Master in Calhoun, the continuous dye range from Millikan. We've had to assimilate that into our operation. We've also expanded our yarn capacity in Roanoke, Alabama. And then the Robertex acquisition, obviously there are costs assimilating that, but we're very excited about that. Bob Rothman's done an excellent job of developing unique and beautiful products, and we think it will be a real addition for us and our sales people. And we'll be selling those products both through the Maslin sales force as well as the Fabrica sales force.
You know, Dan, most people have met you know that you're a gentleman and you're being modest. You're growing almost three times faster than the market. What did you do in the last 6-7 years that other people didn't do that's allowing you to grow like this?
Well, first thing we did in October of 08 is we refinanced our debt and stretched it out because we were very concerned, obviously, about what was going on in the financial markets. We were fortunate to be able to do that. But doing that allowed us to then invest in the business. Many of our competitors, quite honestly, narrowed their product lines, cut out the SKUs. We have introduced more new products in the last couple of years than we've ever introduced. And I think it's the number of new products and beautiful products. We also have hired a lot of people. We've hired a lot of additional salespeople, as well as manufacturing people and management folks. And we found people available that wouldn't have been available in normal times because everybody was going through such a difficult period. And we were willing to suck it up and say, this is going to hurt earnings for a while, but we think in the long term we'll pay dividends. And then we did the same thing with equipment. We have, in the last year, bought several new tufting machines. We are doing some major changes to the dye range to increase its capacity. So we were prepared for the growth. And I think, therefore, our customers look to us as somebody who's doing things differently, doing them well, and a good partner.
And you've hung with the Stainmaster brand, which still is the biggest name in the carpet business. You've basically retooled your commercial business as far as, you know, leadership and management. You've launched this new Avant brand. You've got a lot going on, don't you?
Well, Avant's a good example. So far, all we've experienced with Avant is cost.
Yeah.
We're beginning to have sales in the third quarter. It'll be sometime next year before the sales catch up with the cost. So we do have these costs of doing all these initiatives, but I still think they were the right thing to do, taking a long-term shareholder value look at it and approach to it, we felt like was the right thing to do. Now, we also had to cut a lot of costs during this very difficult down period, and we did. But at the same time, we tried to say, what could we do to invest for the long term? Honestly, I thought that improvement in business would come a year or two ago, but I do believe it's coming now.
Yeah. So you feel strongly that, I know it's a crystal ball question, but that this affluent sector of the markets can continue to be strong through the rest of the year?
Certainly for the rest of the year. A couple of things we look at. Number one are housing numbers, and this industry tends to lag big improvements in housing by about a year. Well, that's what we're experiencing now. Then in terms of the higher end, we look at the stock market and we look at consumer confidence. And I think both of those indicators would say that it will be good for some time going forward.
Okay, great. Well, Dan, it's good to spend time with you. Congratulations on your results. Again, we've been talking to Dan Frierson, who's chairman of the Dixie Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.